Footsteps pounded on the hard-packed ground, and Chris came into view. Kalina had no idea where he'd come from, but he didn't look out of breath. On the other side of the table, Mrs. Grant pressed one hand to her chest, tears glistening in her eyes. She calmed down from her rant about the scones, but now that same look of horror Kalina had seen in her nephew's eyes reflected in the old woman's. "Dear Lord, this can't be happening!" It was barely audible above the crowd yelling for help, but Kalina heard it. The statement seemed an odd reaction, and it piqued her curiosity. Kalina bent down and gently tugged AJ to his feet and away from Agatha's prone form. Chris took up AJ's spot and studied her.
"Who saw what happened?"
AJ raised his hand. His fingers trembled, and he quickly closed them into a fist to keep from shaking. A few other people inched forward, mumbling that they had seen what happened. From across the tent, Captain Cahill approached, cell phone in hand. He pressed it to his ear, and amid the rumbling of the crowd, Kalina heard him request an ambulance. Ellsworth wasn't big enough to have its own morgue. She'd no doubt be taken west to Salem. Chris stood up and waved people back.
"Everyone, I need you to back up. Do not touch anything on this table."
He turned to AJ.
"I'm going to need to talk to you. Why don't you come with me?"
"I'm coming with him," Kalina said.
"Did you see anything?"
"No, but you can't talk to him alone. He's only 15. She didn't think Chris thought AJ had done anything bad, but she also knew her nephew needed support, and she wasn't going to let him go through witnessing a close relative just drop dead. Chris looked unhappy about the intrusion, but didn't object further. They headed over to an empty table at the back of the tent, while Captain Cahill ushered the rest of the crowd out of the food tent. He disappeared as well, only to be heard moments later over the loudspeaker.
"Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to announce we'll be shutting down early this year due to a medical emergency. We ask that all vendors please conclude your transactions and pack up."
This was not how Kalina had expected her first time running the booth in her own right would go. Turning her attention back to Chris and AJ, she reached over and squeezed her nephew's hand.
"Okay, AJ, walk me through what you saw."
Chris produced a notepad from his pocket. He came prepared for anything. His tone was gentle, supportive.
"I was in line for fried dough. Aunt Kay wanted some, and Auntie Agatha was sitting there having a cup of tea. She gave me a wave, and I was going to stop by and see her before I headed back to the booth. Everything was fine, and then she just started choking and bent over like she was going to throw up." He put his head in his hands. "I never saw anyone look like that." Kalina took one of his hands in hers and gave it a firm squeeze. "It's okay. You did good." He looked up at her through watery eyes. "But I should have done something to help."
"Had you seen her before today? I know your family was close," Chris probed.
Maybe a week ago. She came by for dinner with me and my parents."
"And how did she seem then?"
"Fine. Why?"
"I'm just trying to get a sense of what might have made her start choking."
Chris glanced at the table she'd been sitting at.
"You said she had tea. Was she eating anything?"
"No, just the tea."